Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Sit down and grab a cup of coffee because we are going to talk about the new catalog from Hastings Community Education. And we have with us today Carrie Gore, who is Executive Director of Hastings Community Ed, and also Jackie Hansey. She's the Enrichment and Recreation Coordinator. Ladies, I cannot wait to hear what's going on with the catalog. It's always my favorite time. Do you rush out to the mailbox every day? You guys are working every day, so you don't. But I got to tell you, on days I'm home, when I hear the whir of the mail truck go past, I got to get my shoes on and race out. So it's coming, or it is here. Tell us.
It's here. Everyone should have a copy. And if you don't, you can swing by either Tilden Community Center or they're out and about. The library has a stack of copies. KDWA has a stack of copies. You should be able to find a copy if you didn't get one in your own mailbox.
Oh, I love it. So what are the highlights and how long did it take to put this catalog together?
Well, I pretty much am working on the catalog year-round. Like, I'm now already planning for the fall. Even before summer is really actually published, we're already planning ahead, lining up instructors, reserving gym space, coming up with new ideas. So it's kind of just a year-round process, really.
So this new catalog, though, is going to be for right now through summer. Is that correct?
Yep. The summer catalog kicks off May 1st through the end of August.
So tell us more about this new catalog.
The summer catalog really covers a lot of information, opportunities for youth. Since they're not in school, we are enriching and educating them in a fun way where they don't realize that they are learning. So it's a lot of youth classes. Adults are kind of busy outside in the garden, you know, attending all the fun activities down by the river and stuff like that. So we really focus on youth in the summer, both with like school age care and then other enrichment and recreation opportunities throughout the summer here to keep them busy and keep them engaged and keep them out of trouble.
Can you please tell us about the child care or school age care opportunities that you have? Because when the summer hits, if you're a working parent, that's a hardship for you, but it's nice to know that you have some options.
Yeah, so our school age care program in the summer is called Camp Horizons, and for those older kids, it's called Big Shots. And we do that program, it starts June 12th through August 23rd. Bright and early, 6:30, we open our doors because we know that parents are working and they have all sorts of different varieties of work schedules. So we open at 6:30 and we go all day long till 6 o'clock p.m. So like I said, we try to encompass all of those work schedules. But it's a really fun, safe place for kids to be all summer long. Our coordinator, Sam Robertson, he's planned a lot of great field trips with his leadership team. And they do trips to the pool. They bring in presenters to entertain the kids. And it's the same concept that Jackie talked about where we're having fun all summer long, but we try to keep that learning going because we know that there's that learning loss during the summer. So it's really important to keep kids engaged and their minds working. But it's mostly about those friendships that are developed across the summer because we do have all of the kids in one big building, one setting. And this year it happens to be at Kennedy Elementary. So the other thing I would say about our Camp Horizons program is we'd like to encourage people not to just think of it as a program that you can attend if your parents are at work, but it's a program open to anybody once you register. If you just want to get the kids involved in something, you know, 2 days a week, this is a great opportunity as well. I know when my kids were younger, they loved the school age care program, you know, especially those field trip days because we bring them all over the place. And we're always thinking of new ideas or that hot new venue that's open for youth this age. And we try to get them there and having a great time with their friends.
Well, tell us more about that flexibility, because sometimes that is all parents need, is every once in a while they need some help.
Yeah, and we try to create several different options. You know, there's that very basic, like, I need this every day, 5 days a week, and I just know I need that all summer long. But then there's the option for families. This is, you know, year round too, where they need that drop in, they need that flexible schedule, or they just need the non-school days, or they just want to attend the field trip days. We provide a variety of those options for families.
And is it something that we could pick and choose online, or how does that work?
Yeah, once you're registered, you pick your own schedule. You have to give like a 2 weeks notice. Obviously, they have to plan for staff and everything to be there. But yeah, you can just kind of pick your days as needed. I know my kids have attended sporadically, you know, filling in between other camps that they're signed up for, or, you know, days at grandma and grandpa's or whatever. And a lot of the field trips for us, I just felt like it was a great value to attend Camp Horizons on those days, because honestly, if I brought them, it probably would have cost more for me to take them to those field trips. And then, of course, they're with their friends, so that's priceless too. So keeping those connections going throughout the summer, especially if you maybe you haven't connected with your child's classmates during the school year, and then to be able to connect in the summer still with those kids in a safe environment, it's really, really fun for them.
And what would the age group be, please?
Our summer program is open to grades K through 6.
And so it's broken out by age group?
Yeah. So the way we design the program on a day-to-day basis is that they're with their same group of students, and those are typically broken up into grade levels. I talked about that Big Shots program. We know once kids get into those older grades, they want more independence. They want a different style of programming. And then the staff that we select to work with those age groups, you know, they really understand kids that age and where they are developmentally and can help foster that independence. So, yes, we do kind of group the kids accordingly, but it's usually about grade level.
Well, this sounds really, really helpful and beneficial for parents that are working during the summer and, you know, trying to think about how they're going to make the summer work if they don't have any full-time daycare. So as far as next fall, I bet it's not too early to start thinking about registering for your classes and your programs next fall, too.
Yeah, right now is that prime time. Registration is open right now. And then during the school year, we are looking at that before school and after school. Again, it's like, pick what you need. You know, we know that families have all sorts of different schedules. So if you just need that AM before school, if you just need PM, if you need both, we're here for you. And then again, like I mentioned before, we do those non-school days as well. So no need to stress. We got you covered for those. And we like to have fun on those days. Those days are open, again, kind of like summer, 6:30 to 6, so that full range of care.
Carrie, I know that you have been in this world for a while. Is that something that has changed where you've become super flexible for these programs?
Yeah, I think it has over the years. It's kind of been steady for quite a while now. We feel like we got it down and have all these options for parents, and so yeah, I think, you know, traditionally it was like that Monday through Friday, all of the options, people were kind of locked in, but we've grown to understand that there's so many different work schedules and ways of life that we need to accommodate.
So let's get back to the catalog. Can you tell us a description of some of the classes that you have? Every kid is different. They have different interests. And I know you certainly try to flesh out something that is right for everybody.
Yeah, we've got a lot of art classes, STEM classes. We've got safety if you're getting ready for your kids to be home alone next school year. Cake decorating this year is a new one with one of our seasoned instructors, but she's going to bring it down to a younger level, and they're going to do a unicorn cake decorating class.
Stop it. Tell me more about that. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that's not happening at my house.
It's open to kiddos entering grades 3 through 5. And Diane will walk them through decorating a cake to look like a unicorn.
Really?
But, yeah, adorable. And it's always way better at someone else's place than your own home, right?
It certainly is.
Sprinkles and whatever else. And then if you've got active, busy kids, we've partnered with Conquer Ninja and Rosemount. So we've got a number of opportunities with them, both on the weekends. We have opportunities during the week if you want to bring them out in the mornings to get busy and get active. It's a really cool facility, and it's been a great partnership with them. And they've, even though they're in Rosemount, they have supported some local schools here too as well. So it's nice to partner with them and try something different. We've got a lot of STEM classes. Our STEM classes have been really popular, and they actually do sell out. They're typically Fridays from like 9 to 2, so it's more of a fuller day. But those have been really popular with Tech Academy. And they've got some new ones. 3D printing is a big thing this summer. And something new you can try out, and it's a great safe place to learn. And then, you know, of course, then you could always, once you get good at it, pop up to the library and borrow some of their 3D printing time. So I think it's a great avenue to try something new out without investing a lot in equipment or supplies. And then another big thing for like my area right now is Spark. Spark is a partnership between a number of organizations, and we provide free programming for middle school students, those entering 5th through 8th grade. We'll meet about 3 days a week starting June 18th, and our program runs from 11:30 to 2 p.m., and it includes lunch for the students, and then we have some kind of fun activity planned with a community partner who keeps that age group busy and active. That will be held at Our Savior's Lutheran Church. They share the space with us.
The most exciting thing about this program is that it's free.
Yes. Free to the middle school students. Kids do have to find their own way there. It actually kind of brings a little independence, because a lot of them end up actually walking or biking together or scootering. We've even seen some scooters show up. So usually a lot of them are dropped off. You know, a parent takes a lunch break and runs them over, or they carpool with friends. So they've been able to find their way to get there. So it's been good.
It's a great program, and a shout out to Our Saviors. They really do seem like they are faith in action in many ways. So that's great to hear that they're partnering with you again on that. You mentioned some of the, you know, the STEM classes. What about some of the classes that you have for kids that are maybe active in sports?
We partnered again with Skyhawks and Dash Sport.
Can I tell you, those were so fun when our kids were little, because it really is kind of a smorgasbord of different, it's an introduction, I think, of to a child just of different sports, and they get a little sample of it, and those coaches are so energetic and uplifting, and it's just a great program. And I'm happy to hear that you're using Skyhawks again, because that even takes young kids, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep. They have a variety of classes for a variety of ages, starting at 2 years old all the way up to, Skyhawks is actually doing some middle school classes as well for 13 and 14 year olds, just to, you know, practice those skills, or maybe you haven't played baseball for a long time and you want to try it again. That's just a safe place to build that confidence and have fun with those instructors and hang out with your friends.
And what are some of the specifics of those classes?
A lot of them meet from 9 a.m. to noon. And then again, they'll have a different age category from 1 to 4. The text classes are in the afternoons, usually late afternoons, early evening. And then they've got a variety of them. There's baseball, there's track and field, we have soccer. We have with Dash Sports, we have a junior NBA camp, and they actually get a custom jersey. That's an NBA jersey with, they can have their name put on it. They get to pick out their own number, and then they get to keep the jersey. And we also have a soccer camp that includes a jersey and shorts and socks and So it's just a fun way to really, you know, it's more than just a camp. They leave with something, and it's skills and a little memory with it.
And you know, the nice thing about what you're talking about between your catalog and the different classes and camps, and then your add-on for summer kid programming, if you got real serious, you could schedule a whole summer of wonderful things for your kids to do. And as you said earlier, Jackie, they don't even realize that they're learning.
Right. Yep.
I think a lot of parents do that exactly. You know, they sit down with their summer months calendar and they know their kids are going to do some overnight camps or some great things with the city of Hastings. And then we got community ed too. There's such a wide variety of offerings here. We're so lucky. And yeah, I think it's a great thing for parents to be able to pick and choose what's going to fill their summer.
And it's not too early to start thinking about that, because at the end of the school year, you're scrambling with other things. So it would be smart to get that done now, wouldn't it?
Definitely. And like Jackie said, a lot of these are very popular and they do fill up.
So how could people go about registering? And if there is a chance that they didn't get a catalog, is a lot of this information online?
Yep, it's all on our website, www.hastingscommunityed.com. And you can also give us a call. Our number is 651-480-7670.
That sounds great. Anything else you want to tell us?
You know, we just wanted to share, we had a really exciting weekend here at Community Ed. We recently had Elvis in the building. How exciting is that?
It's not only exciting, it's kind of miraculous. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we had over 200 people attend our Elvis impersonator, and we had that at the Hastings Middle School, and it was a fabulous time. We learned that this impersonator does Neil Diamond as well.
Oh.
So more to come. Hopefully we can get him next. We like to get our community into our school buildings, having a great time connecting with our school district. It's just a really fabulous time. So we always have things up our sleeves, especially Jackie Hansey. She's always got new ideas. So we'd like to encourage people, if there's something that you'd like to see us offer, reach out to us. We love your ideas, and we look into it and see what we can do to make those come true.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies, I am so inspired and so happy after chatting with you. Thank you so much. Lots going on at Community Education, and if you did not get your new catalog, stop by some of the places that the ladies mentioned, KDWA being one of them, where you can pick up a catalog. So many great things going on. We wish you a wonderful summer, and thanks for what you're doing for the community. Carrie Gore is the Executive Director of Hastings Community Education, and Jackie Hansey is the Enrichment and Recreation Coordinator. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.